made it out of glass.
You make plastic, Russ.
Huh?
You make it out of plastic.
Even plastic, they can cover a big land like this.
They, almost as big. They cover football fields. They can cover big areas. But it's artificial. Big flowers also.
You take.
Shopping centers, they also make plastic trees. Mm-hmm. In the big shopping centers, they have plastic trees growing.
Grown?
They don't need any water.
They don't grow. Say though that we don't want to enter into a religious philosophical discussion. Simply, we're trying to improve.
What improvement
standard
you have
of life.
Done? What improvement you have done? I do not wish to die. Can you help me?
But no.
What improvement?
My father
died. His father died. His father died. So I will die. My son will die. What improvement you have done?
We can make it more comfortable to die.
Peaceful death. This will be accepted by Ruskin's lesson. If I'm going to die, where is comfort? Death is comfortable.
My mother is a nurse, and she told me that she's seen many people die, and she said, it is very nice, it is very peaceful.
Your mother is also peaceful?
She's dead. I went to see her when she was dying and I told her that now you should chant Hare Krishna because you're going to die. She said, no, I am not ready. I'm going to fight it. But she lost the fight.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Another girl went to see her mother when her mother was dying, and she told her mother, chant Hare Krishna. Her mother said, shut up, and then died.
Because we don't accept their scientific achievements as being worthy, for example, in medicine and things like this, they will say that our argument is one-sided. Just like that Dr. Wolf. He was thinking like that, that...
What is one-sided?
Well, we simply say that the scientists have done nothing good
no,
to further
we
human
don't
cause.
Say that. We say that you take credit as far as you have been successful. Why do you say there is no God? We protest against that.
If there's a God, then they won't be making so many materialistic arrangements.
Don't require it. Buddha was so many materialistic improvements we require. Open field like this, we require trees. That is nature's fault. Although you have got this car, you come here to take advantage of nature's fault. Why you have come here? The city was there. I don't like it. So I actually enjoy nature's. Important person, they work all week in the city, and as soon as there is weekend, they go to the village. Why? The enjoyment is in the village. They do not like to stay in the factory. It is disgusting.
And just having we're sleeping is very comfortable. And why should we be afraid of dying? It should be very comfortable. Death is just like sleep. When we're sleeping, we're very comfortable. So why is it that we should be afraid of death?
But you are actually afraid. Why? You say you are a great philosopher. Why should you be afraid? But if I kill you, immediately cry. Why? Don't cry. Let peacefully die, I kill him. I do protest. This man is killing me, same. Police. Why? Die peacefully. I'm helping you to die peacefully. Why you make me criminal? Says, thou shalt not kill. A killing is peaceful, dying is peaceful. Why he has five?
Even though you may kill me, you still don't mind that.
No, I'm not so fool I'm going to kill you. That is the business. But you die peacefully. Let him throw him in this. See? Die peacefully.
In other words, they're theorizing that death is a very peaceful state of sleeping. Why are we protesting so much?
But that is not sleeping. After sleeping, you have to awake. And you have to bark like dog. Give me food. Ow. You are not going to sleep, Patricia. You are acting like a dog and bark and disturb us. That is your mistake, that you are sleeping forever, you know? Sleeping. You have to wake up again.
He told me that he said that spirit and matter are the same. So I grabbed him and threatened to punch him in the nose. He said, no, that is different.
So if we have to wake again, then there's no really... Why should we have to stop breaking
death?
You have
no experience. You sleep perpetually, all day and night. Why do you wake up? Is it not your experience?
Yes.
Do you sleep at night and wake up at daytime?
But if I'm going to wake again, then why should I want to stop it? I go to sleep, I wake
no,
up.
No, but you are waking, you are going to wake up like a dog. That is it. You sleep perpetually, not perpetually, for 7 months. And then you wake up as a dog. Your body is changed. And gone barking. That you do not. That is ignorance.
That's amazing. You go to sleep in a human body and you wake up in a dog body.
Ah, yes. What is this conglomerate?
I wake up the next morning. I'm not afraid to go to sleep because I know that I will wake up. So if I'm going to die, and I know that...
Die means you sleep as a man and wake up as a dog. That is that.
But it is okay to be a dog.
Huh?
It is okay to be a dog, but...
Yes. You are so foolish that it is okay to be a dog. Then it is okay, baby.
But if we live forever, then where's the harm in changing bodies a few times? We can enjoy all different kinds of bodies and have a good time whilst we're here. And if we're eternal, then what is the big rush to get out?
And that is going on for the foolish person. It is going on. And there is
farms all over the world, even in India. They have to irrigate the land. They have to irrigate the land artificially like this. Either they dig a ditch and they pour water into the ditch by some method, or sprinkling like this. So in a society where everyone is God conscious, Krishna says how he supplies the rains. Was there any need even for such irrigation? Irrigation means digging a hole beside where the vegetables or grains are growing. Or will the rain just fall from the sky naturally?
You have to work. Otherwise, this is material world. Without working, you cannot get it. Between material world and spiritual world. In the material world, you have to work to get your messages. In the spiritual world, there is no need of work.
about the spiritual world is pie in the sky. They say that we should just talk about how to take care of things here.
You cannot take. Yeah. There are so many problems, you cannot take. You are simply crying. The problems are there, problems are there.
Then they will say, well, how will talking about the spiritual world help solve the problems here in the material world?
It's hard. It's the material world, isn't it?
Put out by the Karmis, and it is a book on how to become peaceful and happy. And it shows pictures of dogs and cats sleeping. And it says, this is how you do it. You should lie down like this and everything will be all right.
The dog is lying peacefully because he has not sense that I have but a good master. That's what he's saying. They do not sleep peacefully without master.
The Prabhupada is that these scientists have been proven guilty. Now we have to decide what their punishment should be.
Nature will punish.
What kind of programs should we develop to defeat the scientists? Just like if we distribute books in the street, a lot of times the scientists may not get some of these books.
Defeat is that if you are scientist, I don't want death. Please stop it. Ask. I don't want disease. Please stop. Then you are scientist. Otherwise, I'll kick on your chest.
Should we go to the colleges and universities?
Yes.
And make programs?
Yes. These rascals are being controlled at every step. Still they are thinking in that is the they are being kicked in every moment and still they are thinking please.
Everyone is following the scientists too.
Huh?
Everyone is following the scientists.
Not everyone, we don't follow. You may follow.
No, she's not.
One professor was telling me that he didn't think you should write about all these things about the universe in your books because none of the scientists will believe it. So I told him that all the scientists were hogs, dogs, camels, and asses. And he became enraged and he left.
What did the scientists will not believe? We say, tatha dehantram prapti. As the child is becoming boy, boy, similarly you have to change them. What's the scientist has to challenge this? But if they are obstinate dogs, the Andhra Papi have to accept. Can the scientist say, no, 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 the child is not going to be a young man or boy? Can he say like that? And why they can challenge unnecessarily? They are changing the body. Can the scientist stop it? But if they are unreasonable dogs, then what can, what argument will be there? The dog cannot understand.
Just stick.
And then, yes. No, no. They will not understand, even if stick. Less than dog. Bhagavad Gita says, Dehinasvindathadi Kumarajovananda. So, very simple. Argument. As the child is becoming boy, boy is becoming young man is becoming middle-aged man, and middle-aged man becomes old man. Similarly, you are changing body. Where is the difficulty to understand? But they are so obstinate rascals, they will not believe. As soon as the child is dead, does he become a boy?
No.
Now what is that? What is the scientist's reply?
They say he's dead.
Why dead?
He said the brain and the heart stopped working.
So you replace it, rascal.
Still working on it.
Yes. Obstinate dogs. Vegan. Murah. They're murahs and they'll continue to remain murah. Then how we can make them alert? They cannot answer properly. Why a dead child born does not grow, does not change body? The body is a lump of matter. Analyze the body, where is life? These are all very reasonable, but they will not. Dog stops in this. How you can convince? Simply waste of time. Talk with them. Therefore, they should be neglected.
They did one experiment where they took a... They did an experiment where they took an embryo of a child and they put it in a test tube, large bottle, and they were growing it by feeding it, and it just turned into a shapeless
blob.
So
why
blob.
Do you take embryo from the child? You make him well. You cannot make even an egg, which can give a chicken. So, to waste time with this rascal is very difficult.
What programs are minimized in the temple? Should there be a college program in each temple? Mm-hmm. Or should everyone just work along with the BBC library party? Should there be a
It is useless to talk with them. If you can peacefully sell some books, that's all. Don't enter into very long arguments, because they are all rascals, they cannot understand. Better peacefully, as far as possible, sell some books. This is the process. If they cannot understand that because there is soul within the child, therefore child is becoming born. As soon as there is no soul, the child does not become a god. The simple philosophy, they cannot understand. So what is their position? Now this car is standing because there is no driver. Anyone can understand? Stand still. It remains there for thousands of years. Unless a driver comes. Simple reason. But they are so rascal, they will not understand. So what is the use of talking with them? Simply waste of time.
These people cannot be converted.
That is a fact. The dog cannot be converted. But we have to do it. Instead. Brought scientifically into life, and he'll grow, and he still will argue. So what is the use of argument with disasters? When they're caught up, they do this, yes, we shall do in the future, and whatever present, there is no answer.
Everywhere we see millions and millions of different types of bodies are all growing, there's living force there, but still they haven't been able to find it, and it's there all everywhere surrounding them. So what kind of scientist?
Improvement. Have you improved this? that a dead body can be brought into life by scientific art. But still there is an improvement. What improvement? Simply dry talks. Very sad. First subject matter for scientific advance. There is soul within the body, and account of the presence of the soul, the body is changed. So the soul is different from the body. This is the first education of science. But they have avoided this major. They're simply bluffing people. We have discovered this. What do you have discovered? Discover this. What is the principle within the body? Real discovery, they are not interested. They're bluffing, and they're fools, making others fools, and going on as scientific advice. First of all, answer this. Research, how many atoms are working, what you do by understanding atoms are working.
Well, because it's very difficult to...
Difficult, then you are not scientist. You cannot touch the difficult problem. Childish thing, you are bluffing children, that's all. You have no power to tackle the difficulty. You cannot give life to the dead body.
But if we don't make the research, then how will we ever know? If we don't make the research, then how will we ever solve these problems?
You are, actually, as you say, making research, then you are not perfect. Don't say that you are scientist. You are student. Don't say that you are scientist and you are declaring there is no authority, nothing. Why do you speak all this nonsense? Because you are not scientist. You are making research, that's all. When you complete your research, come to the conclusion, then call yourself a scientist.
Put them in their place.
Why as a student, neophyte, you are claiming a scientist? Why misleading people? You do not know anything, how things are going on, and you are claiming you are a scientist. Our point is, don't do this misleading propaganda. You are not a scientist. Protest against this false propaganda. Why you are making? You do not know anything. You cannot solve any problem, major problem. So why you are claiming a scientist? Stop this as a gentleman. No. And there is the soul within the body. And when the soul is gone, satisfied to another body, it is dead. Dhirasatanuyati. One is actually scientist, he is not surprised. You know, the soul has satisfied to another body. That's all. That is scientist. The real scientist. Not a rascal like him. Don't take. We accept Krishna scientist because he explains. You cannot explain. How are we going to accept you as scientists? You understand? Up till now, nobody has able to explain. Simply vague. How can I accept this vague explanation as scientists? And Delhi changing every year, new theory. And you have to accept it as scientists. Krishna said, Tathade Antaram Prapti, 5,000 years ago. It was known very well, and it is going on. That is science. You cannot give any solution, you are changing your ideas and theories every year, and you have to accept your scientists. Speaking something, and I have to accept it as scientist. Bad man, crazy fellow. Saying something today, saying something other next day.
In Mayapur, you gave that Bengali proverb, a madman what he cannot say, a goat what he cannot eat.
Yes. You're up there. Stop disease. Stop all that. Stop that. Stop that. And major problem. And how you are suffering?
The most important thing. Why should
we? That proves that you are a rascal, number one. These are not important. Why do you keep memory of so many dead men in statues? It is not important thing. Yes, that, that's not.
They say that being able to work out all of our practical problems in the material world.
But this is practical. You mix something, then nobody will die.
But a lot of them already admit that there's nothing we can do about that.
Then you don't call yourself scientist. The problems are there. You cannot solve them. Intelligent way of defeating so-called scientists.
You're asking us to make
solutions. That is my problem. If anyone can solve this problem, I'll call him scientist. That is everyone's problem. Hey, Athens. They are trying to remain young, especially the ladies. And still, the scientists cannot stop this. No more becoming old. Very simple. You have invented some cosmetic. You apply it and your, what is called? Hello, cheek will be swollen up.
Prabhupada, in London recently, just like they have plastic grass, they have plastic trees, they have a plastic woman.
That is all right. But the plastic woman will not satisfy me.
They have operations.
Simply rascals, that's all.
That's a fact.
Better not to talk. That you are rascal number one, I don't want to waste my time. When you make solution of this problem, then you shall talk. Now go on, decide. And befool your followers, and in future you'll get it.
Cut incisions on their face, and take out fat, and tighten the skin, and then sew it back up again. And and they say this makes them beautiful.
That is so long he's living. Cannot do it in the dead body. Where is the sun? Condition you can do that. That is not in your head. Living condition is not in your head. It depends on some superior arrangement. Why do you take credit? You do this in a dead body, then
when they bury the dead bodies, they put makeup on the face and make a nice smile so people can see the dead body and think he's happy.
Let the scientists be happy by seeing dead people.